All right, we're back on Tell the Band to Go Home, and glad to be here. Thanks for joining in. Let's think here. There's so much going on. excuse me. Normally I cut the mic like this. But I didn't have time. Sorry about that. Lots going on this week. Shows almost every night here that you could easily go to and have a great time with. I guess we get a couple of days off, but at least one day there's more than one show to go to, so that'll make up for it. Starts off on Tuesday at the High and Lonesome Club. It's the return of Ginger St. James. She's pretty swell. Do you like Ginger St. James, Gail?
I'm kind of thinking about her.
She's pretty great. Yeah, you'd like that show. She's coming in on Tuesday at the High and Lonesome. I'm sure that'll be great. Then Thursday, these gals, they're always playing. They're always working. They're always busy, and they're always great. It's the High and Lonesome return of Sweet Alibi, along with a band called Union Duke, which a lot of people tell me Union Duke is pretty great. But since I have ADD, I always forget to look them up. So you look them up, and you let me know how great it is. Here's Sweet Alibi. And then we'll play Friday, there's two shows featuring four stellar acts. Holy cow.
Little low, little high, little broad in the end. Now I know back all you said, and we'll start anew like the morning's end. Just pretend you enjoy my company round my friends, even though, honey, here might be. For years now I've dreamed you can take what you see, and you'll find out that you are home sweet home. There's no way nothing's gonna harm you as long as I'm here and I'm standing beside you. There's no way nothing's gonna harm you as long as I am here now. Your eyes looking at me, that's why I keep you under my thumb. I wanna see taller shoes on your feet, that's why I keep you under my thumb. Don't wanna hear hurt on your head, no, that's why I keep you under my thumb. Don't want the world making fun of you, that's why I keep you under my thumb.
Hi, this is Jackson Haldane, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5.
Well, there's blood on the walls of this hotel room, three floors up from the dirty saloon. Flashing neon sign keeps me up all night. Well, they're crying about it down the hall. Another in the shower stall. I don't know if I'll ever feel clean again. I'm going back to Trois-Rivières. I got some good folks living there and a couple of girls who deserve better than me. I'm going time for a couple of friends that I got waiting on hand. If I could catch a ride, or maybe go ahead. The plans and the friends that I made around here. But I'm not saying that I blame no one for all of this that I got on. I just know I gotta get my head clear. I'm going back to Trois-Rivières.
Like a squeezed lemon, and then your body.
That is the great Pat Temple, or as I wrote in, Pat Emple. Oops, let's fix that, shall we? Pat Temple, a legend, contemporary of Willie P. Bennett and other folks. And you heard Willie P. Playing the harmonica so sweetly on that one. That was So Long Gone from the album One Song at a Time. You also heard Willie playing on the one before that, as well as the great Louis Melville on the swinging steel guitar. We heard Auxiliary Workhouse Breakdown from the album Stone Boat. That was Pat Temple and the High Lonesome Players. And Pat and his High Lonesome Players will be in Winnipeg for a rare, unbelievable treat of a visit this Friday at the Big High and Lonesome Club, along with the D-Rangers, who we heard in there before that, with Trois Rivières from the Paw Paw Patch. Now, I'm hoping that that one's going to be pretty packed, but not too packed to let me in. After I go see J.P. Ho at the Park Theater. We heard J.P. Ho in there with Nothing's Gonna Harm You from his album Mannequin. J.P. doing a show back home at the Park Theater. It's hopelessly sold out. The guy's way too big a star to be playing there, especially by reviving the great Quincy. Quincy is opening the show. Quincy, I don't think, has played together in years. And so that's an especially exciting show if you can get yourself a ticket. I got to thank our pal Alan for hooking me up. I could probably use another one if anybody's got an extra. Let me know. It'll be good. Friday at the Park Theater. Coming up on Thursday, it's the Sweet Alibi, who we heard in there with One Chance from their album Walking in the Dark. They'll be playing with their friends Union Duke at the High and Lonesome Club on Thursday. And as we said, Ginger St. James will be here Tuesday at the High and Lonesome. And you can hear Ginger tonight on the Comfort Cafe with her pal Gail, who's busy getting ready, making sure that program is awesome. Speaking of awesome, Saturday. Oh, man, this is way too much fun. And it's way too weird that these two great acts are playing a coffee shop. It's even weirder that it's not sold out, which just, it baffles me. Baffles me. $15, a super fun evening of entertainment Saturday at the coffee shop, 4th. You know that place where you didn't show up for our Pledgerama kickoff party? Yeah, that place. And it's going to be great. You'll see a couple of members, not the full Burning Hell experience, but a couple of members of the Burning Hell, namely, of course, Matthias Kalm, a former Winnipegger, leader of the Burning Hell, wild and crazy guy, and the gal whose name escapes me now. They're opening the show. That's enough to make me go to a coffee shop to listen to some music for $15, but also they'll be playing with the great Shotgun Jimmy. How about we hear something from Jimmy? You should probably get a ticket for this. It's going to be fun.
In grass vodka, or the show that Pahoda put on in Bratislava, kicking round Kreuzberg, eating a halloumi and falafel sandwich, sucking back oysters, back in St. John's on the Granite Planet. Deutschland with a couple of ducks, Cam and Jam Jam. You were the king of Kreuzberg, washing out your socks in the hotel sink. Does anyone know the password for the Wi-Fi? There's this guy that I'm supposed to be
check, mic check, sound check, mindset. Check it, check before you wreck it, wreck. Load out in the morning. Find a crappy diner. Over easy tomato and rye. It doesn't get any finer. Experience Regina. Join the band. Come on tour.
But still, people keep joining them. If I was a cult leader, my cult would be wicked. We'd find a jam to kick out, and then we'd just kick it. We'd wear the coolest cult robes, and then we'd disrobe each other. We'd never shave our heads or call each other sister and brother. When the car bounce rocking, don't come knocking, don't come banging or rattling. Cause we're busy getting busy, or just casually rap battling. Drinking cult Kool-Aid, straight a little water, no rocks. You know that I'll drink it too, when it's time to kick off. Cause my body is mortal, but my rhymes are unkillable. Look at me slide through this song with all its defunct syllables. My lips are quick and slick trick, I got mad skills. It's not making me rich, but hey, it pays the bills. It's true, cross my heart, this is a work of nonfiction. So don't fall apart when I whip out my diction. Cause I write all my songs while listening to the Wu-Tang Clan. I learned some tricks from ODB and Method Man. When I'm not rhyming, trying to find time to unwind with the classics of comedy. Though I know those jokes are lame or sick, downright vomiting, but the shiniest apples have the slimiest worms at their core. Don't bother to stop me if you've heard this one before. Is this old chestnut? Is this a real knee slapper? Inside every one of us is a comedian, a cult leader, and an amateur rapper. For you.
What's that?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Moo. You see, the joke is the cow is always interrupting him. Never mind. I should maybe stick to dead baby jokes. They work every time. It says a lot that we've got lots of them about dead tots or toddlers. But when we see a live one, we don't kill it. We just kiss them or coddler. Now some of my best friends are moms and dads, and they may hate me, but isn't parenting the last refuge of the scoundrel? No, that's patriotism. Anyway, so I see a lot of people. First meeting them breeding like guppies. My heart goes all down and uppy when I see a little kitten or a little puppy. And I find my heart bursting with red heart-shaped confetti. And I think, maybe I'll get a dog. Then I go, nah, I'm not ready. I couldn't handle the responsibility. Where would I find the time to build my compound, my comedy career, my empire of rhyme? But then I think I'll need a dog if the nuclear holocaust comes. We'd wander the desolate planet, hide in deserted city slums. My dog would warn me. He'd bark if mutant cannibals were attacking us. We'd be bushwhacking, double-backing in case those mutants were tracking us. Then we'd finally find refuge in an abandoned nursery school and we'd be alone. I'd light a small fire and my dog would find and chew an unknown mystery bone. We'd wake up in the morning, starving, our lips blue and our ribs showing through, and I'd spy a pack of wild dog puppies and think of trapping just one or two. And my dog would look up at me with those big eyes all sad and gentle, and I'd be like, come on, dog, it's the apocalypse. We can't get sentimental. But here's the cherry on the cake. Here is the topper, the capper. Inside every one of us fakes. Beats the red heart of a mother, a father, a trapper, a cold reader, a comedian. And an amateur rapper. My name is Matthias, I came to say this. I've got a big bushy beard and kissable lips. I carry all my fat in my ass and my hips. The rest of me is skinny as a stick. In the 60s, my mom was hip and mini-skirted. She was raised as a Catholic, but then she converted. She loved my dad's religion. She loved him too. And that's how I was born a Jew. Buffalo, but my dad, he decided that they had to go, 'cause the Vietnam War would not be good for his health, and that's how I was born in the Commonwealth. Where we're born and when we die, we can't control that, and life in between is just war and combat. There are targets you can shoot for, my sister and I, but most of life is an accident. I've spent time in Peterborough and in Winnipeg. Believing is living if you just use your legs. 'Cause everywhere is nice if you drink enough beer. So some days I'm there and some days.
Well, that ended up prematurely. I screwed that up. I'm good at that, though, screwing things up. Oh, well, that was The Burning Hell with My Name is Matthias off the album Flux Capacitor. Before that, we heard Amateur Rappers from the album People. And we heard Shotgun Jimmy in there with Join the Band from his album Field of Trampolines. And you can catch Shotgun Jimmy and Matthias and that gal. I'm sure she loves it when people call her that. On Saturday at 4th, which is pretty weird. But it's going to be pretty awesome. And I would recommend that you go. And I'd recommend that you stay tuned for What's the Narrative coming right up with the great Skippy. And then Waxy's Dargle and Comfort Cafe. I will be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. I'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for Tell the Band to Go Home. Thank you for being here, everybody. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com and stay tuned.